Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast. We're here to give you the good news that is happening all around the globe, from the economy to inspirational stories and everything in between. If you have a story and you'd like to share it with us, let us know at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com. We are a little behind schedule this week due to the holidays, but we'll be back to our regular schedule show of Mondays next week. Lots of good news to share with you. One of the good things was the opening of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which will promote financial education and write federal rules to combat unfair, deceptive, and abusive financial practices and products. The Bureau, despite not having a director, has been busy. The Know Before You Owe initiative, aimed at helping people understand the consequences of debt they take on, the agency began collecting public comment on a simplified credit card agreement. It is testing two prototypes of mortgage disclosure forms to simplify the paperwork. Still more good news, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York said that overall consumer debt dropped about $60 billion to $11.66 trillion in the third quarter. Many consumers were cutting their mortgage and credit card debt and putting that money into going back to school. Toyota Motor Corp. on Monday launched the world's most fuel-efficient hybrid car as the company looks to fight off competition from pure electric vehicles. The compact car, dubbed Aqua in Japan and the Prius C overseas, has a listed fuel efficiency of 83.3 miles per gallon, beating the current top Prius. The Japanese car maker said that it had received orders for 60,000 Aqua hybrid cars ahead of its launch. A retired Navy mechanic has been refurbishing bicycles for needy children in Fayetteville, North Carolina for nearly 20 years. His workshop has been especially busy preparing 1,100 bikes for kids who lined up to choose new wheels for Christmas. The man is known locally simply as the Bicycle Man. And our top story today, new book by Inder Gokhlani, The Improving State of the World, points out that the world has never been healthier, wealthier, or freer. Life expectancy increased from 47 years to 77 years. Major disease such as cancer, heart, and respiratory has been postponed between 8 and 11 years in the past century. Heart disease and cancer rates have been in rapid decline over the last two decades, and total cancer deaths have actually declined the last 2 years, despite increases in population. These improvements have been restricted to the United States. These improvements haven't been restricted to the United States. It's a global phenomenon. Globally, average annual incomes in real dollars have tripled since 1950. Consequently, the proportion of the planet's developing world population living in absolute poverty has halved since 1981, from 40% to 20%. Equally important, the world is more literate and better educated than ever. People are freer politically, economically, and socially to pursue their well-being as they see fit. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is. If you have a story and would like to share it, send it to us at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com.